I'd like to focus on the Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak. Hakavi ben Mahalal al Oimer, he'll stakel b'shloish advarim ve'inat abali de'aveira. To examine, to look at three things, and a person won't come to sin. Dami ayin basa, where you come from, lana tahoylich, where you're going to, v'lifne miti asayit litein did v'cheshvan, who one will give an accounting for. And I'd like to be siyata d'shma, just focus on that last statement, which the Mishnah says, lifnei mi ata asa l'din v'cheshbon, which the Mishnah concludes, lifnei melech ma'achem lachem ha-kadosh baruch hu, that we have to give an accounting before Hashem. And I'd like to make this a very practical discussion. And that means, if there are any questions, as we go along, feel free to share them, to ask them. It's more of a Friday afternoon style type share. Although there is a goal in mind. But the topic I'd like to speak about is daigos. The topic of worries and concerns. How do we deal with the daigos that we have in our lives, our everyday lives? This is not just a Jewish question. This is a universal question. This is something which every human being has to deal with, and millions upon millions of dollars of research in student loans, in financial obligations have been spent to try to uncover the answer to this question: how can we free a man from his living fears? And like everything else, all the answers emerge from the Torah. Not just answers which are relevant for Klal Yisrael, but for all mankind. And as we'll see, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, in the time that we have, which is very short to deal with a very broad question like this, is that b'derech klal, there are two types of eitzes that a person can give or be given. One is an eitzah which is a very grounded eitzah, a very sichliyistika eitzah. And then there's an answer which is higher than seicha. Like it says in Avos, derech eretz kadma l'tayr. There's what's called derech eretz. Derech eretz means something which is shaykh to all mankind. It's an eitzah which is artzius, which is grounded, which is solid, which is practical, that anybody who has his feet on the ground, who is shaykh to the eretz of Olam Hazeh, can relate to this eitzah, to this derech. But then there are eitzahs which are shamayimi. There are eitzahs which are higher than the ground, which are therefore only shaykh to Bnei Yisrael. And those eitzahs are going to be, by definition, better eitzahs. Because as Klal Yisrael, as a chosen nation, we've been chosen to live a better life. We've been chosen to live a higher life. And although every single human being has his feet on the ground, a yid is unique. And the existence which we have is one which is a sulam mutzav arza v'reisha magia shamayim. That we can take the eitzahs which are mutzav arza, but at the same time, those which are also magia shamayim. Now in this sugya, the sugya of daigos, of fears and worries which plague us, let's begin with the lower eitzahs. The lower eitzahs, they come from the words of Chazal. For example, the words of the Evan Ezra, which had become quite popular thanks to Yossi Green. However, ayin, the past was already. V'he'asid adayin, and the future is yet to come. V'ha'hoi v'keharefayim, and that which is in the present, it's easy come, easy go. Da'igaminayin, so then why should I worry? With just careful examination of the circumstances, a person can dispel his worries if he does so properly. Contemplating this, the moment which I have now, am I okay in the moment? Do I have what I need? Is everything okay? So the moment is okay. So if I was living in the present moment, then I would be stable, I would be secure. And you can go to the library or to Barnes & Noble's, if it exists anymore, or Amazon, and you can order so many types of self-help books which are geared towards training a person to live in the present moment, which is really the eights of the Eben Ezra, which is He'ara Ayin, V'ha'asid Adayin, V'ha'ayvakarif Ayin, Da'agam Inayin. And it's an eitzah which is not just for daiga, it's an eitzah for just sound living, living in the present moment. As the Ralbag writes on the Pasuk in Mishlei, which is really considered to be the source in Tanakh and in the Gemara, where Shlomo Melech, the wisest of men, says, Daiga b'leiv ish yishchena. When man has worry in his heart, yishchena, and that word yishchena needs beer, the Gemara darshins that word. V'davar toiv yismechena, and a good word can make it happy. And the Ralbag from the Rishonim writes, Kederach HaRishayinim, a very grounded Eitzah. He writes, Ke'ein b'daiga to'eles klal. What to'eles, what benefit is there in worrying? Ach nezek, it only brings damage. V'hu mima she'einu roi lamaskil, a thinking person doesn't worry. I mean, not just a person who's a bardas and tyra doesn't worry. A thinking person doesn't worry. Like we did before with Eben Ezra, we broke down the circumstances. And when we broke things down, we started to think about things. So then we saw that daiga is just a reaction. It's a fear which comes without contemplating the present moment and circumstances. And it cripples us. Fear has a way of not allowing us to perform the way that we can. And so a person who's a maskil doesn't have worries. And if you would think about whether or not these fears are going to help him or to hurt him, it'll hurt him. So just mitzah ha-seichel, it's to my disadvantage to be worrying about what's going to be. If I know that I need to get myself out of this mess which I find myself in, so worrying is not going to help things, it's actually going to harm things. And he writes very strongly, ki hadaiga al davar ha-choylef hu-shigon, worrying about things which will pass. I mean, this whole world is a passing world, but we're talking about circumstances. The fact that the circumstances can change so quickly, and the circumstances are due to the circumstances, it's not befitting for a person who's a bar seichel to worry about such things. And Chazal and the Gemara and Sanhedrin and other places brings for Rav Ami and Rav Asi that this word Yishchena, which Shlomo HaMelech uses, they interpret it to mean Yisichena. Yisichena midaitai, which means that he should remove it from his mind. Or Yishchena la'acher, miyasichena la'acher. It means that it helps when we share our worries with other people. That if we have somebody to speak things out with, then it calms our fears. And people who don't have a confidant, somebody who they can turn to speak about their issues, so they have to pay big bucks to psychiatrists and psychologists and to social workers to help them. The main benefit that they're getting from speaking with a psychiatrist or psychologist is the actual speaking. Meaning, even if there are no eitzes, the best in the field are the ones who know how to listen best. Because the eitzes are very cyclical. They're very non-concrete. For the most part. Just the mere fact that I come to share my worries that I have nobody else to talk to and I speak to you. So you're already Yotzei Zayin, you're Toeles, if you are serving in that capacity, because immediately The fact that you were the one who that person shared their concerns to, you've helped that person already. So that person's going to walk away thinking, oh, I spent the big bucks speaking to you and you did such a great job. When really, it really wasn't that the psychologist was a very good psychologist. He just knew how to listen. And he didn't interrupt you and he nodded his head properly. And he was machazik you and he said, you're right, this is really hard. And he verified, I forget the words that they use, to make you feel like you're entitled to feel that way. Immediately a person has a relief. And that's going to be the biggest relief. And the eitzes on top of that are only going to be just icing on the cake. All these things are just eitzes b'derech hateva.
Validation.
Thank you. Validation. That's right. Now, there are eitzes which are higher than that because these eitzes, they work for everybody. They work for everybody. But there are eitzes which are shamayimi. There are eitzes which belong to Klal Yisrael. And I know that this year is only allotted 15 minutes, so you're welcome to stay or to leave. And if I have to talk to myself afterwards, then I don't mind doing that. There are higher eitzes. And part of that eitza is, and there's going to be a few of them, and one of them really comes out from this Mishnah, which we began with. And it goes as follows. The Malbim writes on that pasuk that the shoyrish of daigus comes from looking into the future. But because we're looking into the future and we're not solidly grounded in the present moment, we have sveikas. And suffik and daiga go hand in hand, which is why daiga is belave. Daiga is belave because the lave has an intuition. The lave is the kayach of the adam, which is able to tap into places which are in the past, present, and future, whereas the seichel is usually very grounded and thinks things through. But when the lave gets the better of the seichel, and the lave is roya be'enei ha'lev into the future, it throws curveballs for the seichel, which is why a person, as the Rishonim pointed out, when he acts as a bar seichel, and he uses his seichel, if the mayach can be mezgavra on the lave, then he can dispel the sveikos and the daigas. But daiga be'etzim comes because a person is looking into the future, and because he's uncertain about the future, he worries about it. So now, there's an Eitzah Mineu Bei. There's an Eitzah Mineu Bei, which is only an Eitzah which works for Klal Yisrael. And that's as follows. You, the Lev, you're looking into the future, and you're worrying because you're uncertain about what's to come. So if this is your melacha, that you're looking beyond the present moment, so then I have 2 points for you. Why are you so short-sighted? Meaning, if it's okay to look beyond the present moment into the future, why do you only stop with whatever circumstance you're worrying about in the future? Go farther than that. Meaning, don't worry about the business deal. Don't worry about the health situation. Don't worry about your troubles waking up early. Worry about the fact that there's something even later on you have something more to worry about. Don't be so short-sighted. Once you're looking into the future, look to the fact that you're asid liftein esadin lifnei melech malchim lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why would you worry about something so trivial when you have much bigger things to worry about? Like Avraham Avinu, Vayaris Hamakom Meirachok. There's a way that a person can look very far into the distance. I mean, if a person thinks to himself that he's really a chacham, because a chacham ain't a berosho, he's able to see. He's able to see beyond the present moment. And he's seeing beyond the present moment that he's worried about what he sees forthcoming. So the Torah says, don't stop there. Look all the way past that. Look to the fact that you have to give an accounting before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's something which is a much bigger thing to worry about, and it's also a vaday. Because the suffix which you're worrying about, you may be able to get out of it. But this that you have to give din l'cheshbon, that's a much bigger issue, and that's also a vaday. The Sefer Ramasayim Tzayfim, and I'll quote it for you, he writes, "Ube'emes kol hadaigas b'teilim neged hadaiga." All daigas can become batal before this daiga. How can I give a proper recounting before the master of the world? Vizeh Omram, and he teaches that which we says in the Mishnah in last Perek Beis, Mar b'nechasim, mar b'daiga. He says, "Hainu shemagdil hadaiga, v'hi gedoyla yoisem yahadaiga ledvar Hashem." Mar b'daiga means that I make the daiga about these trivial things bigger than the daiga which I'm supposed to have. And then he quotes Chovas Halavavos and Shar Shmini, who writes, "Da'agasi mimcha, my fear, my worries of you, Hashem, batla kol hayagonos. They make batal all my other worries." So there can be a worry. But there's only one worry that a Jew needs to have. Which is what? Lifnei mi asa atid litei nesadin. And if a person has that worry in his foresight, then all the other worries become batal to that daiga. And this is what David HaMelech says in Tehillim. They only find the word daiga one time in the entire Sefer Tehillim. And that's what David HaMelech says, Edag mechatasi. I worry, I have fears about my sins. David HaMelech was somebody who was always on the run. A very big chunk of his life, and he didn't know whether he was going to get his next meal. And Chazal say that there was nobody who suffered more than David. He suffered even more than Eov. But he didn't worry about his next Yisurin. He didn't worry about his next meal. He worried about his chataim. He worried about his liftimi asa atalidin v'cheshbon. And that's the only time it says the word daiga in the all Sefer Tehillim, as if David Melech is summing up what is daiga. Daiga is one thing. Edag mechatasi. But that's an etza which you can't. A psychologist will go out of business very quickly if patients are coming and he's like, "What are you talking about? What are you worrying about? Edag mechatasi. David Melech. David Melech. Edag mechatasi. Psalms. Edag mechatasi." In the Father's Perek, third Perek, first Mishnah. Gotta say, what? Because only a maimin, that becomes real to him, that he knows that there's a boy, that there's a melech machem lachem, but he's going to have to give an accounting, so that speaks. But there's somebody else. He has to tap into the etzes, which are the derech eretz, the ka'etzes. Take a look at the Igud, the Pirka, the B'nai Saschar, in Simen Kuf Yadal, it's something very, very beautiful about this inyan. From a different perspective, different angle. The Marsha teaches the Pasuk. As we said before, Daiga b'lev ish, yishchena, v'davar toiv yismechena. That before we quote the Marsha, the Malbim writes that there's two ways David Shlomo Melech is telling us how to deal with daigas. The first one is the practical way. Really, they're both practical ways. The first one is what he calls that to be doichet. Yeshchena comes from a lashon to be mashpil something, to take it out of my mind, to banish it lagamre. But the next part of the pasuk b'davar toiv yismechena means that a person can replace his worries with positive thinking. Thinking about happy things. And again, that's also practical etzah. You can go to a psychologist and they'll give a person training and how to train to have good thoughts or good visual tactics to be able to replace and to be doichet, that the space of our mind should be occupied with positive thought as opposed to negative thought. That's also derech eretz dika etzahs. It says the Maharsha, Davar Toiv Yismechene is referring to Torah. Maharsha and Sota, Ein Toiv Ela Torah. And this is what Rabbi Nachman in Sichas Aran in the very last piece in Simen Shin Ches is Mayrchan very much, where he speaks about daigas and tzveikas, that if a person applies himself in Torah, and that he has a mind which is osek in Torah, that he's a person that his mind is amel in Torah, that he has sugyas that throughout the day that he can turn to, that he can think in, there's a koyach haTorah which Torah has, which is able to weaken these thoughts of daigas within a person. V'davar tov yismechena. And this marsha is, of course, a klai yisrael d'ga'itza. That the fact that Hashem gave us the Torah means that the Torah has many skulos, many kinyonim, many milos. And one of the milos of Torah is that when a person, that if he's living in Torah, that the koyach haTorah is that it's able to quiet all the fears which a person has. To apply myself to Torah even more. It's a very beautiful Rabbi Nachman in Simen Shin Ches at the end of Sichas Aran. Just to be mamtik a little bit, this, where Rabbi Nachman is saying, the Chasam Sefer says, he writes, that I think that having daigas is a good thing. Because if a person wouldn't have worries in his life, and everything which he had came to him very easily without any worries, he would be moyes bechayev. He would despise his life. He would get sick of life. And he says, bizmanenu, it happened in our times, that there was a person that he had everything which he wanted in life, and he wrote in his will that he's committing suicide because he has no cheshek in his life at all. He has nothing to live for. Everything he wants, he has. Everything is easy for him. That he's not living through life because, as the Chasam Sofer puts it, there's the ups and there's the downs of life. What he calls that there's the tsar, there's the daiga, there's the chayzer, there's the marviach. Then you go down and then you go up. There's the good times and there's the nakos times. This is the song of life. And a person who doesn't have that daigas, he's missing that flavor. He's missing that tune of life. So the Chasam Sefer says, so therefore it's a good thing. And it gives a person a chiyas, those daigas, the ruts of the shov of life. However, a person who is baicher in Torah, who attaches himself to Torah, to a life of Torah, he doesn't get any chiyas from the ups and downs in life. Those are just distractions. Those are just noise in the background. The Torah has such a hischadshes. The Torah has such a kayach of giving a person chayim. He doesn't need this secondary type of a chayim, of the rhythm of life, to give him some type of a kiyam, some type of a chiyas. The Torah does that. The Torah, which is the Eitz HaChayim, it gives a person a higher life. And when a person attaches himself to Torah, then the daiga becomes batal, because if Hashem is giving us an inyan of daiga in our life, it has to be a toiva for us. It gives a spice of life. But a tzaddik who has, not a tzaddik, a person who is amal in Torah, that he applies himself in Torah. Even a working person can apply himself in Torah. But if he makes Torah important in a way that he's margish the chayim of Torah, then the daiga says, what do I need to be here for? The whole reason why I'm here is just to sweeten the spice in a person's life. But if a person has the Torah, then what do I need to be here for? And then the daigas go away. But that's the koyach of Torah. The koyach of Torah gives a person a chayim, that whatever chiyus and spice the daiga is supposed to provide for us, so we shouldn't be mois b'chayenu, to despise each day which passes by. The Torah is able to replace that, in which case the daiga becomes batal. Perhaps, although we've come to a place so far, in only a few minutes more, we'll talk about this, where we kind of left off in a place where there are daigas, it's built into the world, it's a human issue. And there are ways, there are etzes shamayim, there are etzes artsis to deal with those daigas. I want to just share with you a nekuda from Rabbi Nachman, and this is something which all the tzaddikim say, but Rabbi Nachman teaches it up very nicely. And then one last point in summation, that Rabbi Nachman offers an etzah, that although the Mishnah tells us that there's a daiga above all daigas, which could be mevatel al daigas, It's a very fear-provoking concept. And for many of us who don't understand the Noyim Hayira, the sweetness of Yerushalayim, it becomes intimidating that a person should want to jump in and swim in this world of a person who doesn't understand what that means is very intimidated by that. Do I really want to replace all my human daigas with this daiga called Liftemiti Asalim? Sounds very, very intimidating. And even for those of us who are intimidated by that musag, Rabbi Nachman writes in Simin Beis and Sichas Aran, he says, Toiv ma'oy lahashlich atzma al Hashem Yisbarach. It's a very good thing to throw oneself on Hashem, and to rely on Him. The Darki, Rabbi Nachman says, this is my way. This is how I do it. Kishaba hayoin, each and every day, in the beginning of the day, ani moiser kol hatnuas sheli, I give over all of my movements, v'shel banai, and of my children, v'chol hatloyim bi, and anybody who's connected with me, al Hashem Yisbarach. I give it all to Hashem. That I give it all to you, and it should be all in accordance with what you wish. Says Rabbi Nachman, this is the good tzach. And then a person does not need to worry or to think at all in misnahi karoyim lav, whether I'm doing what's right or what's wrong, because I already threw myself onto you. And I said to you, because if you want something else from me, I'm ready to do what you want. So Rabbi Nachman says that a person has an eitzah for his daigas because a person has to give din v'cheshbon if it's his responsibility, if these are my choices. But if a person makes a disclaimer in the beginning of the day and he says, I don't want to run my life, this is too much of a daunting task. There are too many svekas. There's too many challenges. And I don't know the difference between right and left, right or wrong. I'm giving it over to you. When a person is samech al Hashem and he throws himself on Hashem Yisbarach and he says, I don't want responsibility. I'm giving it over to you. What a person has done is that he's taken that yira, which is built into the world for our benefit, like the Chassam Sofer says, or just for the mere fact that we have a purpose in this world. And part of that purpose is that we have to be noisin din v'cheshbon mel machem lach. And says Rabbi Nachman, I have an eitzah for that. Not just are there eitzahs b'derech artsy. Not only are there just eitzahs b'derech shamayim, there's what's called shmei hashamayim. Shmei hashamayim means that you can be mevatel the daiga lagamrei by being soimich atzmal Hashem. Each and every day, says Rabbi Nachman, before I do anything, I say, these limbs, these actions, these thoughts, they're all yours. And don't hold me accountable for the mistakes I'm going to make, because I'm giving it to you. This could really be what bitachon is. Like the Ralbag writes there on his second point as to what daiga is all about and tikkun hadaiga, after he spoke about, similar to what Ibn Ezra said, it's a shigoyin, it's a mishagas to have worry. He writes, Gam hadaigadin ha'asid, worrying about the future, hubilti ru'uya. It's improper. Ki roi sheyiftach ha'adam al Hashem Yisbarach. A person should have bitachon in Hashem. He should have bitachon. Bitachon means that, yes, I have things to worry about, but I'm b'teich in Hashem, and Hashem a good guide. That Hashem, He wants what's good for me. He's running the world. He's in charge. This is similar to what Rabbi Nachman is saying, although Rabbi Nachman is giving a perspective of bitachon, which is, because bitachon can be understood in many ways, by teich b'Hashem. Ha'b'teich b'Hashem chesed yisai v'venu. And really the root of bitachon in Hashem is ein oy melvadai. And that there's nobody other than Hashem, and we have fears because we think that this person can harm me, and this situation could be not good for me. And we see the players in the world, the people in the world, and we're afraid because there's a lot of opinions and there's a lot of people who have authority, and we're afraid. But at the end of the day, if a Jew is chazak in ein oy melvadoi, that he's the balabas on the bria, he's the balabas on everybody's choices, nothing can slip by him, he has his finger, he has his pulse on everything which goes on in this world, and he's in charge. That type of a bitachon dispels all svekas. And this is really something which brings us to a gevaldik simcha. Because not only is that an eitzah to dispel our worries, but to know when we have a real understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which we, it was only us who stood on Har Sinai, and this is not an eitzah for a goy, obviously. Only the Jewish people who stood on Har Sinai, they saw, it's this eitzah going to work. But our eitzahs are better eitzahs. Because whatever eitzahs you can share with the goy, and those are just tactics, those are just tricks. Those are just ways of dealing with the daiga, but there's not ways of being misalik the daiga, not ways of bringing actual simcha to your life. V'davar toiv yismechena. Not just in a way of thinking about happy thoughts. Even a guy can do that. But to bring real concrete happiness into my life, knowing that there's an ein ha'mevado. This is what we see from the story of Purim. Because there was an evil man named Haman, and Haman made big, big daigas for Klal Yisrael. He didn't just want to wipe out the Jewish people. He wanted to scare them to their core. And he put out letters secretly that there was going to be a mass extermination of Jewish people and about a year from now. And that made such a pachad, b'ha'ir shushan avaycha, made such a pachad, evil v'yogan la'yehudim, evil gadol la'yehudim. They were petrified. He instilled a daiga she'en kamayu in Klal Yisrael. But listen to what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says that in his demise, gam hini ha'etz asher asa Haman l'Mordechai, that there was an eitz, there was a tree which Haman made for Mordechai, asher diber toiv al ha'melech, that he said good things about the king. Hang him on that tree. It's very interesting that Mordechai is described in the Megillah as the person who is Diber Toiv al HaMelech, that he says good things about the king. Now, the Pashup Shana, what that means, is that Harmona is saying it's befitting to hang Haman on the tree which was set aside for Mordechai, because Mordechai did you a toiva. He saved your life when Bigtan Seresh wanted to assassinate you. He was Diber Toiv al HaMelech, that he said something good about you. But the words Diber Toiv don't make sense, really. He didn't say anything good about the Melech. He saved the Melech's life. What does it mean, Asher Diber Toiv al HaMelech, that he said good about the king? Could be he didn't like the king, didn't give him any compliments. He just saved his life. But of course we know the Medrash, which tells us that every time it says the word HaMelech in the Megillah, it's referring to Tasha. Stam HaMelech in the Megillah is the Ribbono Shel Olam. So in which case, Pasuk goes like this, Gam minei ha'etz, asher asa Haman l'Mordechai, asher diber toiv al HaMelech, that he said good things about the king. That Mordechai said good things about the king. And what that means is that Haman was instilling daiga and pachad in sfeikas. Haman is Amalek, Amatria, Safek, we know that. In the hearts of the Jewish people. But there was a man named Mordechai who was Diber Toiv al HaMelech, that he was mechazik them, and he would say, no, you have to be Bateach B'Hashem. Haman is a Safik, but Hashem is a Vadai. HaVadai Shmai Kein Tilasai, Ve'ein Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai. You can Vadai rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam, even in a matzah like this, that it looks like it's a Vadai that you're going to be wiped out. There's Haman and Ahasuerus, he's the most powerful person of the world. It's signed and inscribed in the name of the Melech. It's all over the world. No, it's still a Safik. Because everything is a Safik, klapei Hashem's Vadai. Hashem's Vadai can make every Vadai in the world a Safik. That's Asher Diber Toiv al HaMelech. Diber Toiv is what the Pasuk says, Dover Toiv Yismechena. It's referring to the Pasuk, Daiga B'Levesh Yishchena. Dover Toiv Yismechena. And look what happens in the end. Layhudim Haysa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasan V'Ikar. Because Mordechai was mechazik the Jewish people and he said, Ein oid mavadai. Ein oid mavadai. And that's why B'derech Remez, we say, Haman, Arur Haman Asher Bikesh La'abdi. La'abdi is a very funny word. But Abdi is Rashi Tevo's Daiga Belev Ish Yishchena. That's Haman. Daiga Belev Ish Yishchena. But the next part of the pasuk, Daver Toiv Yismechena, that's Mordechai, Asher Diber Toiv al HaMelech, that he told Klal Yisrael, Ein Oid Bavadai. Even the Oids in the world, like Haman, Ein Oid Bavadai. which is why Ein Oid Melvadai is Gematria Davar Toiv. Asher Diber Toiv is Gematria Ein Oid Melvadai. That's how Mordechai made Melchama with Haman. Haman said, I'm putting you in a suffix of Daigas, and Mordechai said, I'm putting you in a place of Vadai in Bitachon. Because in that place of Ein Oid Melvadai, there's Simcha, there's Sason, there's no Daigas. But that's a Yiddish Eitzah. That's a Yiddish Eitzah for Daiga. And it's very much connected to what the Chassam Sofer told us, the Masha, that through Limud HaTorah we're Zeichet to Bitachon. Bitachon is a gift. After all the Svarim written on Bitachon, Bitachon is a gift that Hashem gives people who are Oivdei Hashem, who want to come close, and they make davening strong, and they're sincere, and they're looking for the MS. Bitachon is a hergish that Hashem gives a Yid in his heart as a schar in this world, that he should have an Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. That he should be able to have all the vadas of Olam Haba even in this world too. But it's a Yiddish Eitzah. It's a Yiddish Eitzah. So even for that which the Mishnah says, that a Yidin is Asilita Nevecheshbain, which is a daiga which can make bottle all the daigas, there's an Eitzah even for that daiga. And that's Bitachon of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that if a person sees in life that there's daigas here and there's daigas there, so first, lifting me also to the Mecheshvan, I have many much bigger things to worry about. And when I think about that when my thoughts go to that place that I have to stand in front of the Melech Machiam Lachim, and I start to think to myself, who is this Melech Machiam Lachim? Avinu Malkeinu, who loves me, who's a Vada, that he wants me to be Baiteach in him. As soon as my thoughts go there, then even that daiga, when I take that daiga to its shayrish, it becomes bottle in its shayrish. Hashem should help us that as we're going through these days of Sfira, like Rabbi Nachman said, every day he would wake up in the morning, he would say, Hayoim, today, I give you everything. And really when we count the Sfira, and we're going to say tonight, if we haven't said it yet, Hayoim Yoim. It's an opportunity during Sfira for us to say, Hayoim, today, I give everything over to you. And then tomorrow you're going to count again. You're going to say, Hayoim, I'm giving it over to you. And that's why we count, because counting is a vadai. If tonight is 24, right? It can't be 23 and it can't be 25. There's no sfeikos in counting. 1 + 1 = 2. Nobody argues on that. The world of counting is a world of vadai. Counting means that we're introducing a vadai. And the shayrish of that comes from Shavuos, which is that Ata HaReis El Adas, Ein Oyel Melvadai, that there's only one. And even if there's 24 days of Sira Baisai, there's not 24 days. There's 1 + 1 + 1 + 1, which makes 24. But it's only just one on top of one. There's only one. I don't know anything about computers, but they said there's only zeros and ones. Yeah, Yossi? Only zeros and ones? Shalom? Zeros and ones. That's the only thing that there is, zeros and ones. Yeah.
Well, binary language.
Zeros and ones. That's all that there is. Simple as that. It's very simple cheshbon in this world. That's the din v'cheshbon. That's the cheshbon. The cheshbon is that there's only zeros and ones. That's what it is. Hashem should help us during these days of Sfira. We should be zeichet to these vadais. To these vadais, and to know that in the horizon there's a Shavuos coming, there's a Melech Machiam Lachem, we're going to be standing by Hasinai in front of, and when we carry with that wherever we go, so they'll be make battle all the daigas, and Hashem should take all the sfeikuses and all the hamans, and everybody who makes sfeikus in this vadai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be megal da havadai shema kein tehilasai, with the revelation of his cover, with the coming of Mashiach, tzadkei nemeh v'meinu amen. Yishkoyach, everyone.